Good morning. Thanks. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
Head coach has got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Just talk about this opportunity. Obviously, we'll get into it because you were 9 years there, a couple years at Murray State, back there at Morehead State. And I know you were with my good buddy Donnie Tindall when they had that breakthrough season. And I can tell you exactly where I was watching that win in the NCAA tournament at Florabama. So, but just talk about the evolution of you taking this job and why this fits right now.
Yeah, a long time in the works. Obviously, had a great nine-year stint there at Morehead, where I really learned a lot, learned from some good coaches. Actually came in after that. I came in as a graduate assistant under Sean Woods.
And okay.
Then, worked for Preston and kind of worked my way up the ladder there, you know, going from graduate assistant to director of operations to assistant coach and ultimately to associate head coach. And had great success, 4 20-win seasons, 3 23-win seasons, 3 postseason appearances, OBC championship, NIT tournament appearance. So we had a great run there and was fortunate to get on with Coach Prohm and his return to Murray State as they were transitioning into the Missouri Valley Conference, which was an exciting challenge. And, you know, certainly learned a lot here in my 2 years. But I'm definitely excited to be back in Morehead. A place that feels like home, a place with great people, led by, you know, Coach Kelly Wells in the athletic administration, but great people on the both the athletic side of campus and academic side of campus that I'm very familiar with.
Well, and we do, Nate, it was just a matter of time and that where Preston would get another opportunity. We all know that. And him moving over to James Madison, would be remiss not to mention the job he did at Morehead. And now at James Madison with Coach Byington moving here to Vanderbilt in Nashville. So that opens the door. But Preston did a great job.
Did an outstanding job. If you look at really the past 4 seasons, I'm not sure anybody in the country has done a better job in respect to, you know, 2 OVC tournament championships, 2 OVC regular season championships, 2 NCAA tournament appearances, an NIT appearance, an NIT win, a couple coaches of the years. I hope I'm not forgetting anything, but he did an outstanding job, not just on the court from a coaching standpoint, but in the community from a relation standpoint, and also off the court and building those young men that he coached. So nobody better.
Jonathan Maddox with us. He's the new Morehead State men's basketball coach. Jonathan, you mentioned earlier, just when we were talking about the progression through in about a 10-year span, you started out as a graduate manager. When you did that, and we'll talk about your playing days collegiately here in a minute, but did you, at what moment through this did you think, this is, if I stay the course, I might have this kind of opportunity?
Yeah, I think the key word or key phrase is stay the course, is being process oriented. Sometimes you don't know when that opportunity is going to come. You just got to put your head down, continue to work, continue to become a better coach, a better man, a better teacher, better with relationships, all of the above. I started my coaching career in 2011 after I graduated from Emmanuel College. So I was there. Emmanuel was at the NAI level at the time. TJ Rosen, who coached me in college, that encouraged me to get into coaching. I worked for him for 2 years. And I really loved coaching, loved the relationships you develop, love the teaching, love the influence you get to have on young men, but wanted to move on to the Division I level, and knew a good avenue to do that was through being a GA or graduate manager, however you want to term it. So I met a guy named DJ Ellis who worked for Sean Wood at the time. We developed a good relationship. They actually did not have a paid GA spot open at the time. So my first year at Morehead State, I was an unpaid GA. And like I said, was able to work my way up from there. But even early on, I knew I wanted to be a Division I head coach one day. Just wanted to take the proper steps to get there.
Well, and you mentioned Sean Woods. It's sort of funny. We had John Pelfrey on, you know, obviously Tennessee Tech coach, of course, was on, you know, that famous play that some guy named Christian Laettner shot. A lot of people don't remember that it was Sean Woods who had that little banked runner to put Kentucky in the lead before. So he was that close to immortality and with that one play that it was sort of the penultimate of what Christian Laettner did. So people, that it was cruel because Sean's a good guy too, above all else.
Yep, good guy. He did right by me, you know, treated me like, you know, he would his own son. But yeah, that was, people forget that big time, probably about a free throw line floater off the glass to give Kentucky the lead in the regional final to go to the Final Four. And then, you know, Laettner took it home for Duke. But, yeah, love Sean. Still keep in touch with him to this day.
Talk about you mentioned it at Emmanuel in that, and also with Anderson, you know, there in South Carolina. Just talk about your playing days. Was there any time during your playing days that you thought that, you, I guess, somewhere along the line that I want to be on that side with the whistle?
Yeah, not much. You know, as a player, like most players, they want to continue their playing careers post-college. So nothing really at Anderson. Then I transferred to Emmanuel. We had a really good team our senior year. We won our conference tournament. We made the NAI national tournament that year as a senior. And ironically enough, the team that won the national tournament that year was Pikeville, led by Coach Kelly Wells. That was my first introduction to him. But towards the end of my senior year, I think it was after senior night, Coach Rosine, he and I and my parents were just talking casually after the game, and he mentioned to them, said, hey, if Jonathan wants to, I've got a position on my staff. I'd love to have him. I think he'd make a really good coach. So that's what really sparked my interest, and things went from there.
Well, and you mentioned Kelly Wells and Pikeville, everything he did there in that. Having a boss who's also been a successful coach, that's got to be a cool deal.
It's great. And not only a successful coach, but the man that he is, the character that he has, the servant leader that he is, all the above. You know, I learned from him in a variety of ways. Yes, I'll pick his brain on some coaching tidbits, but on all the above, fatherhood, husband, servant leadership, like I mentioned, I think there's a lot of things I can really learn from Coach Wells. I can't wait to be around him some more.
Yeah, and I tell you, the first time I saw him was about 20 years ago in the Mason County High School, won the state champion. Mm-hmm. And of course, is he still taking credit for teaching Chris Lofton how to shoot?
You know what? We haven't dove into any Mason County stories yet. I will be picking his brain about Chris Lofton. The funny thing about Kelly and I, like I said, my first introduction was 2011, and me being a basketball junkie, even, you know, the NAI national tournament is a really cool deal. It really only spans for about 4 to 5
days. Where is that out in Hutchinson?
It's in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City.
Yeah, I knew it was still in Kansas. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Only spend about 4 or 5 days, and, you know, the hotel's right there, right walking distance from the arena. So I was over there watching games when we weren't playing, and then we got beat. But I really noticed Pikeville, the way they played. Knew they had a well-coached team just from watching them. So they won it in 2011. That was my senior year at Emmanuel. I joined Emmanuel's staff the following year. We go down to a tournament in Weber International University in Florida, and guess who we're playing? The defending national champions, Pikeville. And I reminded Coach Wells on the Zoom call, and I told the search committee we actually beat Pikeville that night somehow, some way. And Kelly jokingly almost hung up the Zoom. But no, he's certainly been great just in my short time after being named the head coach at Morehead State. Not only that, through the process, he ran a thorough search, but he ran a timely search, and that is really important nowadays, especially with the transfer portal.
Well, and you mentioned that, and Jonathan Maddox with us, new Morehead State men's basketball coach, following a Preston Spradlin who moved over to James Madison. Where does this all fit? I just had Kim Roseman, the coach at Tennessee Tech, women's coach, and where does this fit? Because, for example, I know you work with Janai Broom, and we all know what Janai has done, and obviously on to at Auburn with Bruce Pearl, but how do you? It's a tough thing because you got to re-recruit your own every year.
Yep. Retention is huge. Retention is maybe gets overlooked nowadays. Everybody talks about recruit. Well, you got to retain. I think the worst thing that can happen is when you're a coach and you're having to sign 10, 11, 12 guys every year. Certainly, you're going to have some attrition because players are going to leave through the portal. They don't get penalized. They don't have to sit out. There are certainly NIL opportunities out there. That's going to happen. But if you can retain some core guys in your program each and every year, that's still how you build a good program. And then you have to recruit high school. You got to recruit junior college. You got to recruit the portal a little bit to build the whole roster. But one of my biggest focuses a week into the job has been retention.
Well, all right. Now let's we've talked a lot of important things. Let's get down to the really nitty gritty. Downtown Morehead, one of the best Italian restaurants you'll find. There's three of them in the area. Malini's, Cucina. Malini's is, I'm telling you, I've told people when I go, I don't know if you know this, and I'm the play-by-play announcer for TSU, so I'm in Morehead every year. I stay at that Hampton Inn, walk over to Reno's, the steakhouse, but Malini's is as good of an Italian restaurant as I've ever eaten.
Yeah, a spot my wife and I used to frequent all the time when we were there. Every Friday night, they got great options from a pasta standpoint, but they also have great pizza. So it's, that's a spot we're looking forward to getting back to.
Yeah, well, no, I just wanted to make sure we get down to talking about food sooner or later in Morehead, Kentucky. Look, obviously you're in Nashville. We got a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great Italian restaurants, but Valentino's is one of them, one of our sponsors, but it's good. Morehead's a fun place. I've been going up there. I grew up on the OVC, and I never don't act like Dick Fick, okay? Just don't flop on the floor, okay?
I've heard many great stories about Coach Fick. I will try to keep my sideline demeanor standard, but I've heard a lot of funny stories about Coach Fick.
Can I tell you a story? I want to shout out to St. Clair, the hospital there, and also there's St. Clair. This past early February, TSU played there. It was a noon start our time here, 1 o'clock. We do the women and the men's games. And we got set up, come over from the Hampton Inn, got set up. I was looking for my phone. I went out to my car, and I was looking for my phone, and the wind blew the door, and it took 3 stitches above my eye. This is 45 minutes before tip-off. So your trainer there, I should keep this, and Maggie Burton, the trainer for TSU, got me to St. Clair. I did 3 stitches. I was back within 40 minutes with 3 stitches above my – so that was my trip to Morehead, Kentucky this year.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely glad you're okay.
Coach, congratulations. I heard a lot of great things about you. Morehead State's a great place for men's basketball. The tradition is already in place. So congratulations, Coach.
Thanks again for having me.
All right, Jonathan Maddox.